Brett Ogle, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How's it going there in the cockpit at the helm there, the big sports brick?
You know what? This morning has been as smooth as Hessian undies.
Well, it's not going to be now.
It's smooth.
We're not far away from your old hunting ground here, actually, mate. Bonnie Doon's just round the corner.
Where are you?
Yeah.
From where at Randwick?
Well, Royal Randwick.
Oh, how nice this morning at Royal Randwick.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, wonderful morning. Get the driver out. Loads of spaces there to practice your wedges and your drivers out there, boys.
The track itself is like the rough, isn't it? That's how coarse and long the grass is. So it'd be a difficult lie. Let's have a look at the Texas. Texas wrap, mate.
It's a good finish, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The two dominant players right now, I mean, Jimmy Walker and Jordan Spieth went down the stretch, two local boys there, Texas lads, but it's Jimmy Walker. Man, what a player. Like, he won the Hawaiian Open by 9 shots earlier this year, and he should have won the week before at the Mercedes Championship. He had that lead and handed it over pretty much to Patrick Reed, but this Jimmy Walker, it's got to be a smoky for next week, doesn't he, at Augusta? Jeez, he's playing good.
Do you know, no offence to you, but Gowie was telling us about this bloke for the last couple of years. Then he dropped off, then he started to win.
It's funny you should say that because, you know, Gowie played through Web.com and the PGA Tour through to 2010. So he knows these guys and he watched them play. Yep. And some of these blokes take a little time to get used to, you know, getting over the line and winning. I mean, Jimmy Walker's always been a pretty solid player. But Gowie always said, look out for this bloke. If he ever gets going and gets belief, he'll be a dominant force in the PGA Tour, and that's exactly what he's turning out to be. Hate to buff Gowie up while he's over in America, but anyway, he's right on this occasion. Guy's had 5 wins in 17 months, and the putts he made on 15 and 16 down the stretch when Spieth was putting the heat on him were amazing. He made a 7-8-footer down the hill on 15 for par when he had a 7-shot lead with 10 to play, and he needed that to stay 3 in front. And he made the putts when it mattered. But the disappointing thing for me in the tournament was Aaron Baddeley. He was always sniffing around the lead the first couple of days, and 23% driving accuracy on Saturday in a round of 75, and then pretty similar driving on Sunday to shoot 76. Man, if he ever got his driver sorted out, Aaron Baddeley, he would be a multiple winner on the tour every year. He's got such a good game and puts the spots off it, but just can't drive it on the fairway. Although he did hold his driver when he hit it out. He took a drop on 17 on day one and then went back to the tee on 17 and hold it for a birdie. Most unlikely birdie you'll ever see.
Brett, a little bit of an unfair question, I guess. Does Aaron have the dedication to the game that some of the other top flight pros do? Or is he just thinking, oh, I love playing my golf, I practice hard, but you know, there's other things in life as well?
Well, it's a hard question. We don't live in the guy's head, but I definitely know that when children come along, your focus is not so much on practicing as hard on your golf game as it once did. You put your hours into your kids at home. You take some more weeks off. But look, Aaron's always been, as we know, a top player, but he's always had that erratic game, and he fleets around with coaches and he chops and changes, and that's why you never become consistent. You're not going to have a consistent golf swing that's very similar. I mean, he's changed it 3 times. So you're just not going to get consistency out of your game.
The Masters, mate, it's just around the corner.
Yeah, how good is it?
Do you think Jason Day is our best chance?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
He could win it.
He will, yeah, look, he's a big chance. And look, after winning the Farmers Insurance and being fit this year, he certainly looks like he's built for the Masters this year. And look, he's had a second and a third there. Be interesting to see if Adam Scott pulls out the long putter this week. He's 2 efforts at the Valspar and Bay Hill were pretty poor with a short stick. So be interesting to see if he gets the flat stick out. It's a long one going, but it's going to be a very good tournament, though. I mean, you've got to be looking at, you know, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Jimmy Walker. These guys are really in form. They're going to be hard to beat. I think Bubba will be hard to beat again. He's playing great this year, and it's set up for him. He drives it so long and he moves it right to left around the corners on par fours and par fives. It's going to be hard to beat, but it's going to be another crack field. I think we're all waiting to see where the Tigers going to tee it up, really, aren't we?
Yeah, well, what are you hearing, mate? Two things. What are you hearing about Tiger and are you going?
I am going, yeah.
Well done.
I'm off on Sunday, so it'll be I'll try and work the time out for next week. But anyway, I can give you a report from Augusta. I'm sure we'll work that out. Tim Rosenfort, one of the creditable golf writers in America, I saw this morning, wrote that Tiger will play. Now, I don't know whether he's just perking up his voice and just saying that. Note of a gay, Tiger's best friend out there on tour still says it's a 50-50. So he doesn't have to commit to the tournament. It's an invitation only, so it's not like the PGA Tour where you've got to commit the Friday before, which was last Friday. This Friday coming. But I dare say that he will play for sure. I mean, it'd be hard to see him not play the Masters, wouldn't it? Four-time green jacket.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it's got to be. I don't care who you are. If you haven't been playing, then to come back for the biggest event. I mean, the place is lethal.
Yeah, he did it. Three years ago he came back and finished fourth after his injury.
Yeah, he did.
So he's done it before, but as you get older, it gets harder. And, but anyway, it'll be interesting. One guy that I guess will be sweating to go back-to-back is Matt Jones. He's currently outside the top 50, so that's done now. So the last spot to make the field 100 will be the winner, if not already exempt, into this week's Houston Open. And Jonesy is defending this week, so he needs to win, and it's going to be so hard for him. But Matt Every did it 2 weeks ago at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, so he'll be feeling that if Matt Every can do it, hey, I can do it too. And he's coming off a third there at the Arnold Palmer, and he played okay last week at the Valero Texas Open. Jonesy just shot 75 in the last round of finishing the tie for 20th, but held a great bunker shot on the last for eagle. I don't know if you saw it, but he just seems to be holding everything at the moment from off the green. Matt Jones is amazing.
Right. We've got the golf show and also Drummond Golf.
Yeah, golf show tonight. I've got young 21-year-old sensation Cameron Smith joining us. He flew down from Brisbane, and he'll be joining us tonight on the golf show. So look out for that. One of our up-and-coming young stars of Aussie golf. Also, drummondgolf.com for all your specials. Have a great week, lads, and I will. I think it's about going to be about 4 o'clock in Georgia afternoon next Tuesday morning your time.
Beautiful. So, that's respectable.
So, all looks good to give you a nice show big there. Report, fat report from Augusta.
Yeah, good on you, Bogues. We look forward to it, mate. Safe travels.
Good on you, lads. See ya.